Well, you don't need to bring in the past yourself.
There is nobody on Zoom.
Okay, it's very good. So we'll call to order. Any additions, postponements of agenda items? I had one addition later on when we talk about conditions, but it has to do with a grant that the, I think it was Kristen Gettler sent me, that is open to libraries. It's not a collections grant, it's something different. So I was just going to mention it and see what people think. So consent agenda items, reviewing the minutes.
I realized this morning when I printed off the hard copies, I did update the minutes after the same minutes on the top
Instead of agenda,
instead of
got it.
agenda
Okay.
again. So.
Great. So, this was fine.
Probably the best minutes we have ever had. Somebody miss you.
Well, Carl's
Oh.
back. And then nothing comments on. Anyone else?
I thought they were fine, very complete.
Carl's not here for a treasurer's report. Carl just filled in for a treasurer's report. We could do library directors, or we could just wait a minute for Carl.
Talk about the report.
Great.
Reasonable timeline. Yeah, so I think probably the big piece for me to share when into addition what's reported, excuse me, reported in the report would just be what's going on with the kitchen area. So about 2 weeks ago, the what appears to be the thermostat failed on the hot water heater, and it essentially just started venting water. I'm guessing based on how long it's taking us to get that space dried out, it must have spilled through Friday and into Saturday morning. So there must have been a lot of water. When Caitlin opened up that morning, there was water covering kind of the whole kitchen area about halfway up to the desk.
Really?
We got things cleaned up. We started running our dehumidifier, some fans immediately. Gillespie came and identified, well, where it was venting anyway. We shut off the water that day. They came back the following Tuesday and identified that the thermostat was the problem. And we've not had hot water in the building since then. We do have water access again, so the toilets and the sinks work, which is good for everybody. We're still waiting to hear back from them on whether they're going to come in and replace the hot water heater itself. I do have a claim going with VLCT, our insurer, right now, and we can check it out before you leave. But there is the floorboards are starting to warp some. Some of the laminate floorboards are starting to delaminate, so it's a bit of a mess. We don't have a lot to report on where the claim stands, other than that we have a claim started with VLCT. They did recommend a couple of remediation companies to come investigate the space. And GW Savage has the commercial dehumidifier is their unit that we dropped off the end of last week. And they came yesterday to kind of do an inspection and said that there's still a lot of moisture. And they are scheduled to come back sometime on Monday to do another more thorough investigation. Hopefully things will be more dry by then. So that is where things stand right now. It is the big mess. At this point, again, with having access to the water working, and us moving the dehumidifiers out of the way, the building is totally open and we don't have any access issues, but there will be some future work coming our direction. That's where things stand on the facilities front. So that's
Does
kind of
that affect at all the life in the school?
no.
No.
Initially, so I think what I did call, well, if Tom would have been home, they would have seen it immediately. So I mean, it was a water pressure issue. Like that's what that valve does. If there's too much water pressure, it vents water. And we couldn't figure out why we would have too much water pressure. And so I did let Claire know that there might be possibly a chance that there was something going on with the whole water system. And they would be in the same boat as us, not always having somebody in the space. That was the same weekend that they were doing the crafters group at the town hall. So there were people in that building all weekend as well. So we were concerned that there might be something system-wide that was causing water pressure issues, but it was just our unit. So again, it wasn't turning off, right? It just got hot and didn't cool down and spilled water. It was supposed to do.
Was that hot water heater one that's been here a long time?
I have no reason to believe that it's not the original one that was installed. So since 2008, so it probably was ready to be replaced, you could say.
Is that an on-demand?
Yeah, it's a little point source. So yeah, nothing to report back in terms of kind of what the repairs or what the next steps will be, but it's kind of the rundown story of where we've been, and it's yeah, been front and center for. We're keeping this space open when we're closed, running a fan in there to get some air movement in the crawl space, and humidifiers all over the place. And
Was there water down there?
I mean, it was no, not this far back. I did go all the way into the corner, so that space, yes, was wet. Like
You
it did,
crawled.
yeah.
Okay. I didn't know how far it went, if it was just under here.
No, it does go all the way back.
Thank you for your service.
So Caitlin was the one to open up that
She must have been just
day.
shocked seeing
It's,
him.
yeah, like I said, she called and, well,
No
did my best to think
problem.
of everything that I would need. When I came in with some plumbing stuff, and
No.
she had a lot of the water cleaned up by then. So I helped finish with the water, and then it was just identifying what the actual problem was. And yeah,
How did you get the water out?
just mops and rags.
This is where one of those little surface sump pumps that you can just set in a puddle and it'll suck it up. Would be good.
Outside of that facility fun, we have should be a reasonable line of programming coming up. We finally got things lined up with the after school program to get Bill Cecil and Cheryl Shittick in with the kids once a week, reading with they have therapy dogs that they've used for years. So it's not necessarily something new, but it was something that had been ongoing at RBS for years. So we're able to get that coordinated to continue on throughout the rest of the spring. So that was nice to finally get the scheduling coordinated with everybody. We are Jim Rogler is still working on his self-publication for a children's book that he's worked on for years. He's interested in coming back and doing a reading probably the beginning of June, I think, is when that one's going to hit the actual calendar. Casey Kaplan was interested in putting together an on-site geology program in Roxbury. Date still to be determined, but probably mid-May. We have the annual book or the book club still chugging along. They're meeting on Monday.
My
We have game
movie.
night every other 2 weeks still. And then this Saturday, we'll try just a general conversation, open coffee house, and we'll just general third space sort of program option. I don't think there's anything else too noteworthy from the report that I need to highlight here. So.
Backtracking. I'm afraid there isn't a treasurer's report because I forgot that Tammy was going on vacation and Brittany can't get into the
Yeah.
playoffs.
I will point out that we are moving into kind of end of the fiscal year mode. So identifying what we have for remaining funds, doing a lot of work on the collection development. And so yeah, we are it's over the next 6 weeks. It's really kind of the end of our fiscal year and our work to be able to have things buttoned up on time. So that's on the radar right now as well.
Well, with the exception of the treasurer's report, would anyone like to make a motion to accept the consent agenda items?
I'll make a motion to adopt that. Okay.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No Zoom. Yes.
Okay, additions to agenda. So I just wanted to mention there's a grant Kristen pointed out to myself and Mary Bouchard at the crafting group and Jillian and Heather Holter. That is called, it's an arts grant for social cohesion through the community fund. Yeah, through the community foundation. And it is up to $12,000, but it's specifically for arts and culture that is participatory within the community.
Mm-hmm.
And nonprofits, municipalities through libraries, and community groups with a fiscal sponsor are all able to apply. So I just wanted to put it out there as a possibility of, you know, something we could consider. The deadline is approaching. So there's been sort of a conversation by email with those folks, but Mary Bouchard said, basically the crafters would support it, but they're not able to organize anything. Again, I don't know if that's something the library is interested in taking on.
Is the $12,000 for one entity or for a bunch of entities?
It's not, it's whoever's applying, but it's for program that you're interested in implementing in your community.
But
so
the funds go to one program implemented or
no.
A number of
well, you would present it in your app.
Yeah, one overall program.
Oh,
like if you said we want to do a community mural painting.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. It wouldn't be divided up among.
But the main driver of the grant is participation by a broad swath of the community. So
okay,
so mural paint, community mural painting. You know. Some performance that gets the community actually participating,
mm-hmm.
not just watching. So, you know, if that is something, it sounds like the crafting group is not interested in applying for the grant. So I thought I'd just bring it up as a possibility. I'm personally feeling I don't have the capacity to pursue it. I also don't know how much longer these types of grants are going to be available. So, and I
what was the name of the grant?
It was through the Humanities Council, wasn't it?
Okay.
Well, it's through the, I thought it was the community fund.
Was it BCF?
BCF.
See, VHC had something similar then that's kicking around.
Well, it might
be the same.
But
yeah.
It's something the social cohesion, arts and social cohesion, maybe was the name of it on my team.
It's
was
definitely
looking
a community wide, community focused initiative, is what the grant is to go towards.
So, you know, some ideas that were kicked around among that small group of people were performing some type of performance. There used to be variety shows in town, talent like. Performing talent shows. I feel like music is something that we don't really have a lot of, but this is different. This is not musical performance. So I thought, well, what about like a barn dance?
Do you remember what the deadline was for expending the funds or what the
when I think you have to do it within a year. So it was a little bit like, well, do we know what's happening with the school? Because if we're going to do if we are going to end up owning the building, a community-wide mural painting in one of the hallways or something, but again, no one really knows what the sort of
end. What's the deadline for
I feel like it was in May. It's pretty soon. So, you know, I thought, well, what if we did something like a barn dance, you know, or where we got musicians to come in, they could be paid, but that, you know, people do, I mean, contra dancing or square dancing or something, just something really kind of that it could be fun, depending on your interest level, to a variety of generations. But it was also, there was excitement about a mural painting, but I'm not really sure where that would go, or how that would be implemented. And then talent show was the other, like a community talent show. So I'm just throwing it out there, and I'm curious what people's thoughts are and what, you know, how the library feels about even thinking about these kinds of things, or if it's just like, let's just focus on what we got right now.
I think there's so many things happening in town, so many groups formed. Mm-hmm. And for something like this to be pulled off, you need a strong leader and somebody who had the kind of energy that Mary had when she got here, which sort of changed and dissipated and then reformed, which took a few years, 3 years or four. I think it takes somebody with a strong will, and then you have to announce it to the community and say, what would you be interested in doing? So you need time for things to happen, which sounds like perhaps we don't have the time. And we don't have that person yet speaking out saying, wow, this is what I'd like to take on.
Right.
And I'm not sure the library should be doing that. So,
well, yeah.
So my take, I'm not necessarily opposed, and I bet we probably could squeeze it out and scratch together something. But I also, I kind of come back all the time. So when you had reached out to me about this, and I had shared that the John Henry Eldridge Jr. grant was going towards the collection development stuff there. Like I have till the end of September or October to get that one wrapped up and try it. We have, there's a lot of things in the air right now. Mm-hmm. Like we have, like there's kind of money all over the place, which is it's a good thing.
But it's about to go away.
But like we need to do what we have well, right, without stretching ourselves super thin. And then like, it's a good opportunity. Why shouldn't we go for it? We need to do well what we currently can do. And I said, I do feel like it would be, again, kind of scratching it together and just running with something just because it's there. And how much? So you said it's $12,000.
Well, that's a maximum. So you don't have to ask for that much. Okay. Yeah.
So I mean, we have enough money in the library's friends of the library budget to cover a barn dance, pay some musicians. Does it make sense just to do that for a one-time gig rather than the rigmarole of trying to do a grant application for $2,000 or something?
Right.
I'm not opposed, but at the same time, yeah, so I guess it's a nice position to be in.
I mean, I would just respond also that the group that's talking about it all basically said, like, we love this idea, but we're already overextended. So I think that's sort of the general consensus. And again, if there was somebody that we knew who wasn't involved in that particular circle of people already with their hands in a lot of effort, who said, yeah, I would love to organize an outdoor Shakespeare play put on by community members. I'm just throwing
She's
it out there.
Looking right at me.
I was. But like that would be, you know, that would be amazing. And if the library wanted to
apply for that, help and yeah.
Right. Because that's really ultimately you have to be an official to apply, but you don't necessarily have to be, it doesn't have to be that entity doing the work. So anyway, we don't have to obviously make any decisions, but I do think it's worth, kind of thinking about.
Would it make sense to publicize on Unforged Forum the possibility of doing this in the hopes that somebody might see it and catch on and say, this is exactly what I want to do?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, it sounds like Ryan is saying we got a lot already. We're
I think we do, and the town does too. At this
point. It seems like that amount of money, if you could point it in the direction of collecting materials to accomplish something, that would be the best way to use it. So you, but well, they want you to actually do.
There are stipulations on how you can use the funds, and it has to be participatory in nature. So you couldn't go out and buy a bunch of paint for a future project. You actually have to hold up
the project.
Do the project.
Well, it's too bad.
And if, people are interested, I can just send the link and you can look at it and think about it. But, I was just really thinking about other way, having gone to the community barn quilting project, and the way that felt was really, really lovely. And so, is there a way that we can sort of keep that momentum going of, people coming together and people getting out of the house and doing things that get people talking? So,
and that was strategically organized too, and very well organized.
They had a grant,
right?
Yeah. So, okay. Well, I mean, I don't. Again, I just wanted to hear what kind of people thought about it. And
well, I would love to do something like that, but I'm so busy right now. I don't think anyone would want to depend on me to get anything done.
Right. One other idea was starting up a singing group, and doing, trying to get people like community wide sing. There was the caroling, there used to be the group that sang in the church. Carl likes to do music and stuff like that. So again, it was like just kind of brainstorming what I see as kind of, I don't know, artistic gaps, but like places where we haven't explored or haven't supported. Those kinds of events. So
it'd be great if it could happen.
It would be great. And I want it to be somebody other than me. So, was pretty much what everyone else said on the group, but, all right, well, I'll just send it around and people can take a look and read more about the deadlines and stuff like that. And if you suddenly get excited about it, maybe we'll have another conversation. But moving on, audience, none? No one's waiting? Old business. Hey, the strategic plan. Everybody's favorite topic, right? Any comments, folks?
You're sure that we are Roxburyans and not Roxburyans. Nothing we don't want to be laughed at.
You think this is laughable?
No. Whether we were Roxburyans or not, but
obviously, what I had printed out was just the abbreviated goals, and
I have the long form. So this is the 28 pager, not including all the appendices. which I had no idea it was that such a bear putting all those in there, but I did include the blank questionnaire, completed questionnaire, and they don't, Google survey doesn't allow you to really format that. So I would have just shrunk everything and made it small, but then it's harder to read. And then anyway, so totally inefficient, but it's there if somebody really wants to look at what the actual results are. So the main thing are is this page, which has the actual strategies for implementing the goals very generally put here. So at our last meeting, I had made a list of basically this page as a list. And so we talked about putting in really specific tasks with a timeline and how we're going to track and measure success. So that was the intention behind creating this. Ryan and I had a little bit of a conversation about some of the specificity. I did edit it, Ryan, since our conversation, and took out some of the super specific things, but tried to, keep it general enough that if we can adjust as needed for certain things. So I'm sorry it's so long. I don't, I know, but I just didn't know how to write it again, using, I was using the other plans that we had, and some were so general that it almost felt like I couldn't get how they were going to do things. And then there were others that really bulleted out each strategy. So I tried to do that kind of in the middle. So
So, I mean, these executive summaries are what most people will see and pay attention to, and for the digital documents can be as long as they need to be, and all the information is there if somebody needs it, and we're not going to be less likely to succeed because our report is long.
And this is very, I mean, this looks very clear to me. This is as far as a good introduction to what kinds of things we're planning to do.
The dates are in there.
And then at the top, I also put, kind of who's responsible, and ultimately, it's sort of everybody was what I see the access and service use is primarily the staff because that's what they do. And the financial management is primarily the trustees because that's what we're entrusted to do with the staff. And the last one, the build community alliances, is all of us, but really trying to engage with other people in the community. So I hope that part is also clear and there isn't confusion on that. So one thing I did add, which is in the introduction, and this is something I really thought carefully about, because this is a since our last meeting, and basically the elimination of the Institute of Museum and Library Services by the federal government. I felt really compelled to make a comment in the introduction, not specifically naming that, but I realized that that could be divisive. And I really just wanted to know how people felt about that and if it feels like it would not benefit the library. I want to adjust it. I don't necessarily want to take it out. So, it's a
I mean, at
sec.
this point in
Kind of
time,
okay with it as once.
Okay.
pretty much the Vermont Library Association, the American Library Association, like any institution related to libraries, has already come out with statements in support of IMLS in opposition to the cuts. Like, there's, it's not, we're not the only ones that would make some type of a public declaration that we're upset with where things are right now.
I prefer it being
Okay, so it's that second to last paragraph. It's the
in
last two sentences that I added. And again, I didn't name IMLS specifically. It's the first page of the introduction. I'm sorry, first page of the introduction, second to last paragraph, last two sentences. And I have to admit, the reason I didn't mention it is because it pushed the introduction to two pages. And Jane's take on it was, if we have to have a two-page introduction, so be it. I thought those last two sentences, but I would like to, because it is very pointed. Or maybe it's not pointed enough.
Not very one enough.
Pointed enough. So I guess I would like feedback on that and how you feel.
I think it's very mild, actually, compared to what people are saying.
And if we think we should add including cuts to library services on a national scale or something like that.
I thought it was okay, but that was.
Okay.
But
I don't think we need to
not too much
deliberate on it. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay.
Chainsaw with a circle over it with a slash.
Universal,
Yes.
no thank you. Okay, well, other than that, it's pretty much unchanged from the last draft, and with the exception of this final page. And is there, was there anything that we felt needed to be added as a goal, or can we make a motion to approve the strategic plan?
They move on to approve the strategic plan in its current form.
Did you?
I just have one question
Yes.
on that, the page, the strategies, plans, the goals, and the strategies.
Yeah.
The very first bullet point, you conclude with, we'll develop two tech-based programs per year and create an educational technology use recording. What was the edu I don't understand what an educational technology use recording is.
So one of the things that came out in the survey was people didn't understand how to access the digital collection. And so it was like a short, either a it could be a
I already
webinar.
have the I have a handout that
If
gives
you
the okay.
so
Yeah.
making that link, or including it in an email newsletter, it's
Providing
like,
the directions for how to access the digital services is
yeah.
what you're okay.
Yep.
Like I said,
And
it was just like I wasn't quite sure what that
yeah.
referred to. And I was just, yeah. No, that's totally doable. That's totally about it.
Yep. And it seemed, again, it seemed like, do I need to be that specific? And if I don't, I could just cut out that line. But
No,
especially.
like I said, it's like I wasn't totally clear
Yeah. No,
what
I
that meant,
understand.
and
And I think it's in the conclusions that people wanted, let's see. Yeah, just as technology-oriented educational programs. I mean, just someone had said, I really want to access the digital things and I can't figure out how, or I find it, sort of a pain, or So it was just a, you know,
yep.
Oh, this is like a really low hanging fruit that we can do. So any other discussion? Does anyone?
I think it's absolutely fine, but I have for a long time.
Would you or make a second to?
I'll first it.
Well, Carl first did it.
Well, I know he first did it, but I'll double first it.
Okay.
For the purposes of the minutes, may I say Jane seconded it?
Okay.
A wise move.
Before we vote, there was one other thing I just wanted to mention. In the table of contents, I have links to the appendices that are in my Google Drive, and I can change those to actual PDF links on the RFL site once they get up there. So I just wanted people to know those links aren't probably working for you the way they work for me. But okay. So all those in favor of adopting the RFL strategic plan as is written?
Aye.
Aye.
Very fine.
Right.
You know, you put a lot of work into
it. You all put a lot of work into it. The work that I did was pulling it together.
What happened?
And persisting in that it be clear.
Okay. I'm sorry. I made a mistake here.
Believe no the worries. Whole plan, it's all gone now.
That's not allowed in the plan.
When you're ready, Jeannie.
Oh, God, yes, just a minute.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm okay. You can go ahead.
Hey, here's our savage. They like just coming on and out. The next item is the collection development policy with some changes to match the PTDOL model policy. And
the background there is when we left last meeting, we had direction from the board to essentially start from the model policy. So that's what we did here is I literally just copied and pasted the model, and then I left notes about things that we had liked in our old policy, possible additions, questions, modifications, etc. But what was included in the packet is essentially verbatim what came from the Department of Libraries as their model policy on collection development.
I didn't understand if it's time to talk about it. Is it?
I think so, right?
Yeah, we're on this item.
The third paragraph down, ending with what the options actually. I didn't understand the alternative option in the first step of the reconsideration. Procedure below, the directors to provide the library user with those two items previously mentioned. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand exactly what that meant.
Our old policy included the library bill of rights.
Yeah.
That's options. That's item number one, and freedom to read statement, item number two.
Yeah. So if we were to have our old policy next to you, yeah, you would see we had just what would have been the LA freedom to read and the library bill of rights.
And
So
to provide with these two items.
So basically, if someone was to challenge a book,
we would
in the old policy, Ryan would provide them with those two pieces of information. Basically, read these.
And with the new. And what's the alternative idea? It seems like you're doing the same. That's to do the same thing.
So
what am I not understanding?
Okay, so that paragraph, the library's collections reflect a commitment to intellectual freedom.
Plan.
This is the state's model policy. And our policy said that and gave people a link to those two things. So what he's saying, he's copied and pasted and then created a statement saying alternative to the, just that statement is that we do provide those two.
Well, yeah, sure. Let's see it.
I like that idea because I think it's they're strong and I think people should read them.
Go back.
Okay.
I like that. I wasn't quite sure.
So I think that's what he means, right? Is that we add,
okay,
when someone challenges, we provide them with these two.
I just thought it was saying the same thing twice, but they were provided with it in the first case as well as the idea to do that in the second case. That's okay.
Yeah, I think because we're adopting a new, the model policy,
yeah,
he's putting in, I think he's putting in places where our policy doesn't,
but doesn't state it. Yeah,
no, our old policy stated it explicitly. This policy is the model policy, and he's putting in where our old policy differs.
Okay.
So he's just saying we could put that back in to this model policy.
Okay. I'm all for it.
So, Jeannie, I think for the purposes of note taking, you would just say,
just that we discussed the Bill of Rights
and including it in this newer policy.
Including, so the difference is it used to just sit in the policy, whereas now we're actually going to haul it out and stick it in front of their noses.
Yeah, and I think that's the difference. And say,
can you give an example of when we would have to, if it's there, when we would have to haul it out? I just need a concrete example.
Okay, someone comes in and says, you have a kid's book on the shelf where there are two daddies.
Well, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's appropriate, and I want you to remove it from the collection.
Yeah, okay.
We say
this reconsideration,
right, okay, procedure. Right, so when you get to number four,
okay,
we would say, here's a copy of
the
readers,
features. Okay,
the Bill of Rights and the freedom to read,
right,
and we would like you to read that before you fill out your,
okay, so we just simply state that. Okay,
is that we're there's a little confusion about
that. Was one of the things I think the board had said in our discussion last time I walked in and understood things correctly, was that even if it's not part of the policy, part of the procedure might be, if there is a challenge, that part of whenever the staff provides the challenger, the library user, the form, it also includes a copy of those two items, the LA Freedom to Read Act and the Library Bill of Rights and the Freedom to Read Act.
Okay.
And the most,
whatever the current,
whatever the current one, which is also potentially not going to be there forever. So that's another thing to consider. But so, right. So you have here alternative option. So,
like I said, that was just the notes that I had from our discussion last month. Mm-hmm. Like that was kind of it. Like there was a discrepancy between the model and what our previous policy had, was because, and again, our commitment to those two things seemed more visible and more prevalent than
I think that's fine.
Model was.
Right. And the old policy had them actually printed out, but they weren't regularly.
Right.
So
it wouldn't, unless we updated the policy. So again, it was kind of that weird keeping things contemporary with each other. It was a little bit tricky.
Right. So I like the idea of providing those two items as the first step to the reconsideration policy.
Are we talking about this now on four?
So we're still in the introduction and
Oh, we're still
purpose
on the
in the
intro.
note.
That's what I do for.
And so I'm in support of providing those, the most up-to-date versions as part of a procedure. And did you, Ryan,
We
did
do that,
you?
we don't need to change anything that's there.
Right. I mean, those are products of the American Library Association.
I mean, it's in our policy as it stands.
Well, this is a new word.
The draft that's in front of you right now would replace what's currently on the books, collection development or collection two.
But I mean, that we had in there and which we are now inserting in here doesn't change what we were doing before.
So
It's
we,
just fitting it in for the normal policy.
I mean, it is different because we didn't, the form that we would have given a challenger in the past wouldn't have included those two things. The policy itself, it did, but the form that went to them
Okay.
wasn't actually the same thing.
Right.
So it is a little bit different in that respect.
Pretty sure I had a copy of the policy in here. And again, I'm not really organized
Are you on three or two?
I was
Well,
just
the
looking
old
for
one's
the
in the middle.
old one, but I don't necessarily need it. I just thought if I had it, I would pull it
I
out.
think it would be just fine to add this one.
From the technology.
You want
your stool?
No. I'm okay.
Hold here and just go up and down.
No, I'm
So
just
we
gonna.
wanted to
I'm
see
just
this
gonna be
is the
uncomfortable.
old policy that's
I'm just
currently on
gonna
the
be
books of the new
comfortable.
ones.
Okay, great.
Yes.
So if any of the model policy, Ryan, is as rigorous, if not more so, I think that's the thing I'm most concerned. Like, I want rigor.
So I
I
did
like
speak
the
with somebody at
most
the Department of
like.
Libraries because we had questions about the model includes language to provide the library user the opportunity to provide an alternative shelf selection for an item that's challenged. And we've had a question about whether or not that was providing too much, that was still censorship. The Department of Libraries' take on it was, well, one, you are the board adopting it. You can change and modify. If you're not happy with it, that's your choice. But their rationale was, one, citizens do have the opportunity to petition the government. So it is an opportunity that you are providing them, that opportunity to petition the government about something. And then also, it seemed like it was an easy first step in providing, let's see, a fig leaf, but a little bit of an olive branch to, you're still providing them an opportunity to do something. You don't necessarily have to accept their suggestion. But I mean, it was just kind of a little middle ground there to provide the challengers.
So that was, I remember last time we talked about it, I felt that that was a form of censorship, but that's my opinion to take children's picture book with and move it to the adult section is a form of censorship because it will no longer be available to the people it was written for. So,
That's the thing is, we're not saying we're doing it. We're saying they can ask, and we will think about it.
Right. Okay.
We don't happen to feel it's justified. We don't do it.
Right. Okay. So
we have people challenged things you have on the shelf.
Knock on wood, never. And since I've been around, there have been books that have been questioned, but we've never, and again, knock on wood, we've never had anybody actually challenge or ask for an item to be removed from the collection.
Way back when our bodies ourselves was in the collection, somebody took it and tossed it away. It disappeared.
Yeah.
I was 50 years
and ago. That kind of stuff. It's tough to tell whether that was intentional, unless it's the same book. It's replaced and destroyed, replaced and destroyed. Then it becomes obvious, but our loss of books don't seem to be as consistent with.
Oh, destroyer, you know what you're doing? You're boosting the sales of this.
Okay, so we can leave that in if it's just an option.
So I think
we can
I'm kind of in the same boat as Carl, that you're not, even because it's in there doesn't mean you're committing to it's still up to either the staff or ultimately the board's discretion.
Okay. So the old policy declaration concerns addressed with courtesy, respect, and promptness.
I really like that.
Okay.
So that was just that was language that came out of the old policy and
and then we added the director or their delegate will notify the board anytime there's a request.
Yeah, that was good.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it's the library director who makes those decisions, correct?
Which decision?
On a request for reconsideration.
Right, that's what was stated earlier in the policy. That is the director.
So then, if the library user is not satisfied, then they go to the board of trustees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do we want to declare directions on how this is done so there's no confusion?
How this is done, meaning what?
Because it's clear, the procedures are very explicit before that. The staff provides the person the form, everything, if it's spelled out. But the piece on the reconsideration going to the board itself isn't as clear. It doesn't have
to submit a written appeal to any one of the board of trustees, and that one will notify the others.
But again, so it was just kind of like on that line of, well, or they went to Jane and she didn't realize that Carl didn't know about it or just whatever.
Specify some officer or something.
Yeah, maybe the chair and who will notify the rest of the board. But I don't think we need to provide a form or any other. I mean, a written appeal is pretty. I mean, the email counts as a written appeal. Officially?
I would think so, probably.
But. Yeah. Because our emails are public.
Something that's down on something recorded.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting question. Do we have a board email address through RoxburyFreeLibrary.org?
We don't.
Is that something that?
Could we've talked? It's been years since we've talked about it, but I mean, we could set up an email for everybody that would be your publicly available library. When you're wearing your library hat, that's what communication goes to. it's another email account to manage or keep track of. But if there ever was a public request and all your communication was through there, your personal emails wouldn't be searched by lawyers looking for things,
become more necessary.
And even which are like, not there isn't even a single one, like just for the board chair to manage or for random questions to go to, there isn't currently. So,
that would to respond from that email would require logging into the account, etc. as opposed to.
There's ways to see. You could use a client or a server or something to set something up in some instances, but.
I mean, you can have it forwarded to your personal email, but when you respond from your personal email, that's the email that shows. So if you wanted to respond officially, you have to log into. Well, maybe that's a conversation for another day. It doesn't seem like that has to be part of the policy necessarily. I mean, I think it makes sense for a written appeal to go to I mean, another way is to have it go to the director who forwards it to the board of directors, if that's like
one. But I think, again, knock on wood, this would happen so infrequently that I'm sure whether or not it would be a staff or it would be whoever it ends up with gets circulated. But again, it did feel like, compared to the amount of explicit directions earlier in the procedure, that that piece about it going to the board just felt a little bit less clear cut.
Yeah, I guess I don't necessarily feel that any additional explicit directions, they've already filled out all of that information, which will go to the board, and they just have to write a letter. I don't know. That's my, I thought this sounds pretty specific, a written appeal within 10 library business days of the decision letter. So
it just does. He says if they say, okay, the Board of Trustees, who do I give it to or who do I send it to? Does it have to be to all of them or just?
Right.
So I would think either any one of the Board of Trustees or specify the chair or
Right.
No, it's
something like that, and then okay, this is who it goes to, and we're listed somewhere, so they know who we are. So
right. So you want that specifically in there?
Well, if we want a little more specific. That. Yes. The chair would not mind being the person to whom they come. I would just assume make it the chair.
It seems to make sense.
I wouldn't appeal to the chair of the Board of Trustees of the library, etc.
Sure.
I don't think I have any question that.
Specific enough.
But, yeah, and then, yeah. Right, because then the board would notify the library user.
They look it up and they know exactly who that is. So.
Yeah, I mean, this it feels specific to me. It's just not as, like, here's a form, tell us why. They've already gone through all of that, so this is, they're just going to do it again this time.
They have to go through a lot, too.
Yeah, so I would be in favor of making that small change, submit a written appeal to the chair of the board, or to the board of trustees via the chair, or something like that.
That sounds good.
So that's for the person.
That's someone, the library user, not satisfied with the library's decision. So it's the one of the final bullet points. The third to last. Yeah. This form feels very specific. We've got
it's a mic. And it is hard to believe that there are some people out there who don't have email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the silly things. The form said you must complete all of those sections. Most people would probably have an email to stick in here, but
I mean, someone could just say, I don't have an email.
An A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's. I think this feels pretty good. Jane's addition there of concerns are to be addressed with courtesy, respect, and promptness holds us to the same. High standards we are known for.
You can make your home a little longer. You can have spirit dog a little permanent and modern.
Make it a 3-hour survey.
And we need to modify a neighbor or a friend. We agree.
Yeah, so on that form, the second paragraph request for consideration would say will be addressed with courtesy, respect, and promptness.
And forbearance and humor. The same hand.
I think that's all those major or minor changes.
Looks like we talked about last week, and for the most part, our policy previously was largely in line with a lot of the things that are in the model anyway. We weren't that far off to begin with. So
this feels clearer somehow.
Yeah.
So I like that. And was there anything from the old policy that needs to go in here? Other than like, are we going to include the library director shall have final authority? That is not.
No, we don't anymore. The board has final authority now.
Right, that's right. You're right. Material selection. So the material selection, this is the state. So nothing's really changed there. So do we need to warn that we're changing this policy? But it's already adopting it. It's already a policy in place. We're just making that.
Right. I don't think any of the things we've talked about, nothing substantially changes the nature or the intent of what was warned. So
okay.
I think you could say then adopting it.
Would anyone like to make a motion to adopt collection 003 policy with the small changes noted in
okay. We were doing that be slightly more specific for the notifying the chair. Right.
Right. That, yeah. That is
what you're moving. The board chair.
With the changes as minorly amended.
Right, the LA language, including the challenger, being provided to the challenger, including the language about being courteous. Those are the three things, right?
And the director notifying the board. And.
A change on that one?
That's not a change. But that's highlighted in your notes. The director or their delegate will notify the board. And then, because I think it's from our old policy, right, being inserted into the.
But actually, that wasn't in the old policy, but that was something that the board had said last month that they wanted.
Notification.
Yep.
Okay.
That would seem reasonable.
And then adding the chair, the board, notifying the board of trustees via the chair. So, Would someone like to make a motion to adopt the revised collection development policy as discussed today?
So move.
I thought Jane had already.
Okay. Carl seconds. Spoke up because nobody else would.
Double first, Jane.
Double first it.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, and so this is something we need to adopt on this date and sign.
Do we have to sign it?
We never, years ago we did. I don't think you technically have to. So we have been keeping track of on the policies who was actually in attendance for the adoption. We always had the record, but we just kind of make it easier for transparency and visibility rather than going back in the meeting minutes just to be.
She had it down for unanimous pass. So.
Yeah.
Okay. We are cruising, folks. Prepare for Green Up Day book sale.
What's that first weekend in May?
May 3rd.
Yeah.
The Green Up Day is what day?
May 3rd.
May 3rd. Okay.
So Ben went and scheduled a board meeting for ACV.
For May 3rd?
For May 3rd, without talking to me.
Can he change it?
I think he might be able to change it.
That's really enough or anything.
Or I could help set up and just not be there on that day. But it depends on who's available to be there that day.
I'm just going to quickly. It's almost the 3rd of April. All the time.
You have to go somewhere else. No.
So what kind of preparation do you need to do?
Well, the usual book sale day prep is
Friday before.
The books, are they in the bathroom or are they up in that?
They're upstairs.
So it's hauling books down the stairs, which is, there's fewer than.
Right. There'll be more.
Are there any other
There'll be more.
Do you need more?
No, they'll
show. Trying to get
I got some more.
There's not going to be less.
So who, I was just saying to Jane that the board for the nonprofit that Ben and I run in Burlington, or he runs, I'm a board member of in Burlington, is having a meeting that day. He might be able to change the
meeting. Is that the Aikido board? Or?
He might be able to change the day, but there's a lot scheduled for the month of May for the, so I'm not sure that we would be able to do that. But I'm happy to help set up.
The 3rd is a Saturday.
It's the first Saturday.
Okay.
And how do you set up? Where do you put the books?
Yeah.
It's just like all the other book sales. The community put them on the table.
Okay.
But they're up in the attic, so someone willing to go up and down the stairs and strong back, strong knees.
Setting up, already
track out a couple extra bodies. And
but there should be a slide. We could just slide them down.
Oh, like a laundry chute?
Dumbwaiter. Paris, in that heat.
Tell them all. We don't have to worry about
So
the down is easy.
Set up on Friday. I can do that. That's May 2nd. Okay. Who is available on the 3rd?
I will be.
I'll figure out.
I can be if I can. If I can be.
And you said yes.
Are you going to be at the book sale or at the
Archito?
Part of the party.
Oh, part of parties.
Who, me? I'm not on the board.
They wouldn't do.
They don't do the
green up.
The bake sale. That's.
Claire usually does lunch at the church.
Oh, what's that? Oh, the green up day, lunch at the church, and the book sale.
Hmm.
So I can be, but there's
so no. You can help spell me on the desk.
I can help too on the third.
Okay.
Yeah, I love watching people come in and pick books.
Okay.
Or no?
Well, that seems like a solid crew, and then the breakdown. Could it happen on Sunday? I know that's like everybody's whole weekend, but and then the question.
We got help last time. You know, there were a whole bunch of people helping, if I remember.
Did I make that up? To get some extra bodies in besides just us.
And I'll coordinate library cleanup as well.
It's on the board work calendar. One of the things we talk about every year. But it has historically been just some yard work or
okay, that's, yeah,
it
was a book sale. No.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
did we say something for 10 to 3 for the sale? Something like that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, and it's unlikely I would be back. If I do, if we don't change the board meeting, I wouldn't be back by 3.
We're selling tickets over in the drawings.
Is the library book sale going to be announced in like Front Porch Forum or anywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because we've sent out the directions for dropping off donations as well.
And I wondered about that.
So yeah. we've been doing our best to encourage people just to bring them to the community center on Friday.
Oh, to bring them on Friday.
But if not, drop them off here whenever.
Okay, I wondered how that was going to be done.
Yeah, so we definitely become more smart about and then moving people's stuff around all the time.
Do we have the building reserved?
It is reserved, yes.
Okay. And when
days or
I think I asked just for Saturday.
So I mean, I could.
I'll double check. I don't think it would be an issue. Now that you mentioned that, I think I did just ask for Saturday.
People don't tend to use it on Sunday. We were out of there before Monday.
It's like, oh, yeah. I'll confirm with Tim. I don't know why I didn't think about that, but I did. I think I did just ask for Saturday.
And again, I could probably get there. By 4 or 5 if we do have this board meeting to help. And I know that that's Saturday, or I have also.
So we'll see. We have plenty of time to make some phone calls, get some other bodies around. And yeah.
And then will we be putting books back upstairs?
I would assume, because it seems like it's after July is when we go to the hall to try to get the draft.
Okay. There was some stirrings of possibilities about the community hall being booked on, but I haven't
heard anything yet.
Okay, well, that's a rudimentary plan. Coordinate library cleanup, yard work.
Just been one of those annual, always on the board calendar. If anybody had any. There isn't, outside of just a general weekly for that. Some raking, some normal setup stuff.
There is the bench out there still? Or
it's in the community center right now.
That's what I was going to ask, actually, if we could bring it before Saturday. Mm-hmm. If it's a next morning for the coffee hour.
Sure.
And is that on the May 3rd? Is the library, when is library cleanup day? Do I have that?
There is nothing scheduled.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe on Saturday morning I could grab it. Wouldn't be able before that, but see.
Okay. I still have a key to the community center on James Keeling, so We need to get in there where you want help doing that another day.
It's a conversation sign still upstairs in the window.
Probably is, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to.
I went over today to grab some things. I could look for it and grab it.
I'd like to bring it back, but I don't want it to be in the way.
Mm-hmm. But maybe for Saturday, that would be fun.
But it might be fun to get it.
Yeah. Oh, so I went over today. I could grab it.
Unless, you know, the mice have chewed it.
The official board illustrator. Can I get you to do another big poster for when I actually get Northfield Farmers Market?
I'd love to.
With a new order of prizes on it. Yeah, and many little curlicues and so forth.
Let's work it out. When
I
you need it?
The application, Carl. I didn't hear that.
Memorial Day or thereabouts. Mm-hmm. That's when Farmers Market starts up.
Oh, yeah. It's funny.
Go wild.
Go wild.
You can have some little pink horses.
You like my little squiggle style. Okay, for you, I'll squiggle.
Well, library cleanup. Do we have rakes and tools here, like around that? Or
we have one rake. So.
Okay. And then for whatever we rake up, where does it go?
Brush pile / compost pile of tongs.
Right at the edge of the parking area. Like, okay, I remember that. Okay.
Was Tom going to mow this year, or did he say he's not going to? Or?
I haven't heard anything. Select board that I'm assuming that it's still under their purview that they contracted again, but
last year
I can't
the
say for sure.
Well, I'm happy to do some yard work. It'll probably just be like a random time. So
I don't think there's any real. So there's some brush on the backside of the building behind the kitchen that didn't get moved out, but it's something pressing.
I know as things start to grow, things start to get pressing pretty quickly.
I understand.
Anything else? So conversation for this Saturday.
We'll call when you need assistance.
I won't be here.
It's funny, I called your number to have a conversation with you, but never I thought of it. Or did I? Can't remember that. But you won't be here anymore.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at the beach.
Which, mm-hmm. in New Hampshire?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be raining, but Brett got us. I should show my enthusiasm. No, I am enthusiastic, but we're going to go to a Joan Jett concert.
Fun.
I love.
Let the record reflect.
Well, I have heard of at least two people coming to the coffee.
I am sorry, because I'd love to do it.
And I got
this Saturday.
This Saturday.
Will we keep doing this? Or is it just to see how it goes one time?
I can't dedicate every Saturday, but no. I thought it would be fun to try.
I can do other Saturdays.
Ryan set this up, and I think it's...
I think it's a great idea. I love how it's described.
It's an experiment. And
every Saturday? It
definitely has room to...
Yeah,
I think we could.
Already, lunch comes around. Mm-hmm. In the space of the week.
I don't suppose we could do a wine bar. Or
great. We could find licensure. We could.
Oh, okay.
So I did hear from a few people that who will be away, and Jeannie, you're now like number four. But spread the word, though. If you can't come, find.
Oh, well.
People.
All we need is this great big oversized coffee cup out front. I'm enjoying that.
The board illustrator right here.
Yeah.
But I think if the conversation signs is out there, and if it's raining, no one's going to sit on the park bench, but
yeah,
it would be nice to have it out there ready to go. All right, anything else? Next meeting on the 8th. Right after the book sales.
Okay.
And the conference is coming up on the 19th. I think I have something on the 19th. What day of the week is the 19th?
It's
it would be a Saturday.
I'm saying.
No, Monday? I'm lying. I'm lying.
If the third is a Saturday, then you go to the
benefit. So I think it's all in person now. Monday. Where is it? Something.
It'll be on your announcement about a couple of things this month. If you
know, it's a library. It's a library staff, library trustee conference. Not that it would be prohibited for the general public to attend, but
right.
Not really. Yeah.
I feel like Jeannie might be around when a play is. Boys in their play.
Your boys.
Yeah. I'm
not making this week.
When is that?
I feel like it's the end of May. Like
yeah,
that, like,
we won't be gone for the Memorial Day weekend, any of that. We've got to go like the third week in May. Brett's brother is doing well, and he hasn't seen him for a while, so we may be gone for a week.
Where is that?
North Carolina. What?
That might be that day.
Well, let me know. Let me know as soon as.
I will.
And we're going to have our art up the Artist Weekend.
Oh.
Jane and I are doing up in
the studio.
When is that? Memorial weekend? We'll be here for that.
All right.
So,
come on up. Well, without, if there are no objections, we can adjourn till our next meeting.
I think that's
good.
Awesome.
There we go. Early, unless my watch is wrong.
Thank you. This is really neat.